Ice Kufta Zion in my version. Al Tam al Ruach, what number do you have?
Kufta Zion.
Okay. In some versions, it's actually a number off. Al Tishma Dvar Matalin. A person should not put all this tremendous effort for something which just ends up being emptiness, just Ruach. And a person should not allow himself to hear Dvar Matalin. So, interesting construct of the Rosh. So Katzel Sarna in his Iyunim suggests that it's really one thought. The Al Tishma Dvar Matalim is the expression of Al Tam al Ruach. It brings Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that called the Dvar Migayim that. The Shias Bar Batalim is a Melus the Ruach. I'm not sure I agree with him or disagree with him, but I just think in regards to the thought. I mean, Chazal say that we say in the Nusach of the Siyum, Nusach of Tilly, you say when you go into Beis Medrash, that Ano Melum, Hemaman, Ano Melum, Kabmaskar, Hemaman, Kabmaskar. There's a Gemara Ksubis that a person. The more says, what is that referring to? Person a person who's supporting his family. So there's two ways to support a family. There's a person who can support the family. A person who supports the family, perceiving that what he's doing is an act of chesed. So Mishnah Salanter says that, you know, we have a concept of mitzvahs ein sichas kavanah. We pass the mitzvah tzichus kavanah, right? So mitzvah deraisa tzichus kavanah. But we have a concept which Mishnah Berurah says that if it's obvious from context that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're yotzei the mitzvah. So person benches, like, you know, why am I saying these words at the end of my meal? Obviously, the reason why, because there's a mitzvah to bench. Well, let's say a person is benching with his children. Mishnah Berurah says. So then it's not clear why you're benching. Are you benching because of the mitzvah of the bench? Or because you want to train your children? So if you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of benching the same time that you're benching with your children, you better have kavanah to be yotzei, otherwise you're not going to be yotzei. That's the Mishnah Berurah comes out in Siman Samach. So he says that a person is an innkeeper. Right? Innkeeper is a tremendous bal chesed. You know, they used to have these Yiddish inns in Europe, you know. This person is giving people places to sleep and people food. People are traveling in these roads, and it's hot, and it's freezing cold, and it's windy, and it's wet, and it's snowing. They come to the nice warm place, and he warms them up with some good food, and he gives them a nice bed to sleep in. I mean, well, it depends what his kavanah is. If his kavanah is the shame, he wants to make money, so there's no chesed involved in it. If he does it the shame, he wants to do chesed, but he needs a pranasa, so he asks money. So he's a Baal Chesed, he gets Schar and Olam Haba for every single act that he does. And all he can think about is money, he gets garnished. A person who takes care of his family understands that the Rosham gave him a responsibility to take care of his family. My daughter is Kiddush, so I said over a piece from a Persh in Latin, Parshas Bereishis, a beautiful piece from a Persh. Rav Hirsch says that Adam and Chava are recorded to have three children. And they had more, because I'll say, but the Pesuk says, they had Banim and Banos. But the Torah just records three children. There's Cain, there's Hevel, and there's Shais. Right? The world is built from Shais. Cain is killed, Hevel is killed, and Cain eventually he's killed, and his era is semi-destroyed. Eventually, Noah's wife is from Cain. Chazal say Nama was the wife of Noach, so she was the daughter of Lamech from Kayan. But because the world is built from Shais, the Doris goes from Adam, Shais to Enosh, etc. So her says that if you look at how Adam and Chava looked at their children, it makes sense. Why is Kayan called Kayan? Kanisi Isha Hashem. I was kind to him, he's mine. Moshe says, your child's not yours. child is an independent human being, which I created, he's mine, and you have responsibility for that child. Not yours. If your attitude that the child's yours, you can take possession of the world, so you get a Kayan who feels that he deserves the world, belongs to him. And that's eventually going to self-destruct. Hevel, according to one Pshat and Chazal, that Hevel was born, Hevel was born after the Chet or before the Chet. Let's say Hevel was born after the Chet. So you can imagine, we can't imagine Adam Rishon after the Chet. Here was a person who was living in Gan Eden, literally. Right? He was given one mitzvah, whatever that means, and he blew it. But not only blew it, he brings now that he and all of his descendants are going to die. So, like, it's his fault. Like, it's got to be depressing. You know, I blew that. I feel bad. I blew that. You know, that's one madrega feeling bad, right? So he brings the child to his hevel. It's worthless. It's hevel. That's your attitude towards it's a human being you brought into the world. Hevel is destroyed. Sheis kishosli alukim zera. The Russian placed the child by me. He's not mine. The Russian put him as a bikkurim by me to take care of. I have a tremendous responsibility to take care of him. From that child, the world is built. And so when we adopted my daughter, so I said by the Kiddush, I said that, you know, when a child's born to you, it's a little bit easier to think that it's your child. When you adopt a child, you know the Russian placed the child by you. It's your responsibility to take care of that child. The Russian placed that child by you. If a person's attitude is that the Russian gave me a bikkurim of my B'nai Bayis, I have responsibility to take care of them. And I'm doing it because that's my responsibility. The person that's Oysa Saka B'choleis, every single rega that he's been Oysik and taking care of his family is Saka. It's a chesed. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. Or a person could be almost years and years and years of words without thinking about that. And it's Tamal Ruach. So your mama, it's, you know, we think about the Tamal Ruach means, you know, you waste your time. You know, you don't have to waste your time to waste your time. It can be a very productive time. But partially, it's a waste because you have the wrong attitude. You don't realize what you're doing. And, you know, the person thinks about, yeah, I'm going to the job because I have to go to a job. Why? Because I have to go to a job. Why? Because, you know, that's, you know, he doesn't hear that the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in that. The Russian put this child by you, which means that's your responsibility, financially, emotionally, spiritually, educationally, etc. And you're spending. My wife had a reaction one time. You know, remember Hai, you know, Shavuot Refuah Shleima, Rabbi Hai one time said, you know, he was once, you know, he used to be in charge of all of the college stuff for the Shiva Gedolah. So he's by one of these meetings, and they were sitting there, you know, discussing about, you know, the FAFSAs and all these different things, etc. And discussing, like, how do you come up with the money for college, you know? Like, he said to people, like, where have you been? Like, what have you done with all your money for the last 20 years? The kid's 18 years old all of a sudden. You have no... Have you been saving anything? No, you know, like I said, you know, like, you know, we've been spending this money since the kid's five. You know? You put the kid into school, you know, the tuition, the day school tuition is the same thing as college tuition, you know, in state for sure, you know. And we've been doing it since the kid's five. Like, what have you been doing? The kids go to public school, you have all the extra money, like, now you wake up and the kid's 17 and say, "Ay, what are we going to do?" He says, "I don't get it." A woman one time said to my wife, talking about tuition, she says, "I feel like I buy a brand new Cadillac every year and I drive it off the cliff." Translation, I wasted all this money on my kids' tuition. And my wife was like aghast. I mean, like, how could you describe spending money on tuition as driving something off the cliff? This is your investment. This is, you know, you're building something. Like, my wife was like almost like speechless. Like, how can you have the audacity to describe something like that? Like, what are you missing? Like, what's wrong with you? That person was Omar the Ruach, Nebuch. You know, so they spent $50,000 a year, and it was just a waste. Because they appreciated that what they were valuable. So not get a scar for that in Olam Haba. For them, it wasn't a mitzvah. Because they weren't mishkav l'shem mitzvah. And a person comes along and says, you know, I went fundraising here. I took one of the rebbeim from Tel's, comes every year, as I took him around. They went to somebody's house. The person says, I apologize, you know, I can't really give you too much. I'm paying full tuition for four kids. So in Cleveland, it's not like that now, but the tuition is much cheaper than it is here. Right? So I said, he said to the Rebbe, like, you realize how much that costs? And the Rebbe says, yeah, I understand. And I said to him, no, you don't. He said, like the person hopped, like, you know, says, how much do you think? He says, $36,000 a year. The person says back to the Rebbe, try 88. The person's spending $88,000 a year on tuition, four kids, $22,000 a piece. Barak. Like, I mean, that's a big hole. Like, you throw money into a big hole, you know. Or, you know, it's not a hole, you're building a foundation of a building. You build a foundation of a building, you dig a big hole and you throw all the stuff into it. So either you're burying all this stuff or you're building a building. It's your choice, right? It's not wasting any money, it's building a foundation. Or it's, wow, you're throwing all this money into the ground. It's a big hole in the ground. So al tamal the ruach doesn't necessarily have to mean that the person's wasting his time. That's the first. The next is I'll teach the Dvar Metalim. It's a separate conversation. You know, what the Dvar Metalim are. But Talmud doesn't mean to tell me, oh, he's wasting his time in stupid things. There's plenty of things that aren't stupid, which end up being Omal the Ruach because we don't appreciate what we're doing. And we don't appreciate how valuable what we're doing.